Praise the Lord. Message number 141. The title of the message is Vital Action Verbs. Vital Action Verbs is the message for this day. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles. Chapter 1 and verse 1 to verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 12. Solomon, son of David, established himself firmly over his kingdom, for the Lord his God was with him and made him exceedingly great. Then Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, to the judges and to all the leaders in Israel, the heads of families. And Solomon and the whole assembly went to the high place at Gibeon, for God's tent of meeting was there, which Moses the Lord's servant had made in the desert. Now David had brought up the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim to the place he had prepared for it, because he had pitched a tent for it in Jerusalem. But the bronze altar that Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made was in Gibeon, in the front of the tabernacle of the Lord. So Solomon and the assembly inquired of him there. Solomon went up to the bronze altar before the Lord in the tent of meeting and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered God, "You have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be confirmed, for you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge, that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "Since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth, riches, or honor, nor for the death of your enemies, and since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you, and I will also give you wealth, riches, and honor such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and for the message for us this very day. Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to go, so that your people will hear your word and listen to your voice and apply the message in their life. I do pray in the name of Jesus. You take the message and make it reach those who are waiting, O God, and those whom this message are fit for them. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. From the scripture that we have read, Solomon have done, or he did certain actions that were vital for his success. And it is vital for our success as well this very day. The kingdom of God at the time of David and Solomon was at the greatest expansion because the leaders and the people were in obedience to God and His word and His statutes and decrees. The kingdom of God at that time, when Solomon have taken the leadership, were at the maximum level. They were expanded from the edge of Egypt to the Mesopotamia, to the edge of the river of Euphrates. Furthermore, we have read here about Solomon. It says, "For the Lord his God was with him and made him exceedingly great." The Lord was with Solomon, and Solomon was with the Lord, and God gave him success, and God made him exceedingly great and powerful. What are the action and the verbs that we are going to discuss? If you read verse 1, what are the first things, the first verb that Solomon did? Solomon, son of David, established himself. The word established. He worked out that himself will be established. Now, God had put you in a place, put you in a position, give you a job, put you in a company, put you in a certain ministry. You need to work it out with the Lord to establish yourself. Don't think, oh, maybe I need to move there. Maybe this is not my place. God had already put you up in a place. You need to do your best so that you will be established. Don't look to others, oh, how about this, you will give me, and about that. No, you work it out. With the resources that you have, you need to establish yourself. It mentioned here, Solomon established himself. Whatever resources around him David had left for him, whatever is there, he worked it out with God. Don't say, I'm not like Solomon. I don't have this and I don't have that. There's no one with all the thing that is required. There's no one without deficiencies. Everyone, there's some deficiency, some deficiencies or defects. But whatever there, that is enough for that person to establish himself. The same for you. Work it out with the Lord to establish yourself. Do your best. Start from where you are, and God will add to you step by step. What is the second action verb? In verse 2, then Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the commanders of the thousands and commanders of hundreds, to the judges and to all the leaders in Israel, the heads of families. He spoke. What he spoke? It is not written here what he spoke. But if we read verse 3, we can discover. And Solomon and the whole assembly went to the high place at Gibeon, for God's tent meeting was there. So he spoke to the people that they will go together to the tent of the meeting. So what you need to speak? We need to speak about God. We need to speak about His work. We need to speak about His church. And we need to motivate and mobilize the people as we speak to bring them to the house of God, to the church of God, to the Lord and His family and His household. Solomon spoke, and you need to speak to the people around you to bring them to Christ. That is what we should occupy with. When God gives us success and we are establishing ourselves with God's grace and His provision, we need to tell others about the Lord. And verse 3, what is the verb action here? And Solomon and the whole assembly went to the high place, went to the church. We need to go to the house of God, regularly attending the church is a very good thing. Regularly having Bible study, regularly bringing our tithes and offering, regularly going to the prayer meeting, regularly going to the council meeting. As we observe this thing, God's blessing will impart into our life. These are the vital action verbs. Establish himself, spoke about God and his church, went to the church regularly, to the meetings, to the Bible studies. These all vital things. What are the more vital things or vital action that Solomon did in verse 5? Say that, but the bronze altar that Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made was in Gibeon in front of the tabernacle of the Lord. So Solomon and the assembly inquired of him there. So what he did, Solomon, with the assembly? What is the action verb? Inquired. Inquire of the Lord. Where he inquired of the Lord? In his church. Before you do anything, you ask counsel from God, from the church, and the leaders, and us. We. You come and inquire to God, you pray and fast, ask God, and come also for counseling before you take any action. Inquire of the Lord. Many of you, you do your own. You don't ask advice or counsel. Some they say only we pray to God, we read the Bible. You come for counsel because here Solomon inquired of God there with the church, with the leaders, with the priests. At that time the priest is there. How they will inquire, he will wear the Urim and Thummim, and they will ask the Lord, and the Lord will give the direction whether you go or no, whether you do or no, whether this or this. The Lord will give an answer. The same here in the New Testament, we have the Word of God, the Bible, we have the Lord, we pray, and we have the church. Everyone in the church have spiritual gifts, and we need to come together and ask counsel from the church. Solomon inquired. He also inquired from the Lord in his church with the leaders whom God had ordained to guide you and direct you, and who are laboring and working hard for your benefit. So until now, what we have? We have established, we have spoke, we have went, we have inquired. Verse 6, Solomon went up to the bronze altar before the Lord in the tent of meeting and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. Solomon himself went up to the bronze altar. He took the initiative to step forward. You need to take the initiative to step forward, to come out, to be drawn more to God. You are coming to the Lord, you take further step. Went up. Lord, I want to give my life to you more. I want to draw near to you. I want to obey you more. And what he did? He offered. The next action verb is offered. He offered what he offered? 1,000 burnt offering. Burnt offering is full surrender to God. You need to fully surrender your life to God. Your heart, your plans, your future, your ambition, your money, your talents, whatever you have to give it to the Lord. Burnt offerings, giving to God, tithes and offering, and burnt offering to support the work of God so that the fire will continue. Burnt offering, they would use it so that the flame of God in the bronze altar where they will burn, it will continue, it will not go away. And thus, whenever we give our life to God, burn offering, our tithes, our time is a burn offering to the Lord, so that the fire of God, everyone will see there's a fire continue, the fire of the Lord. When they when they dedicate the tent of meeting, the fire of God came. But the responsibility of the priest and the Levite to keep the flame and the fire to go on by continually giving burnt offering. Continue evangelize, continue make disciples, continue bring our tithes, continue bring our burnt offering of material things to support the work of God. Continue give our time to God. Vital verb, vital action verbs we are learning today. So he established himself, he spoke about God and his church, he took the people and went to the church, he inquired from the Lord in his church, he took the step forward to give up more his life and draw near to God. And he offered more to God. Verse 7, that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask for whatever you want me to give you. Solomon was in the right mind. And that's why God told him, whatever you ask, I will give you. God knows that Solomon will not ask wrong things. God will not come to you, will ask you whatever you want, I will give you, unless you know that you are in the right mind and you will not ask wrong things. Are you in the right mind? With till now we are in the middle of this message. Are you observing all this point, or you are doing your own? Verse 8, let us see how Solomon answered the Lord. Solomon answered God. He spoke to God, he prayed to the Lord. What he said to God, you have shown great kindness to David my father and have made me king in his place. Verse 9, now Lord God, let your promise to my father David be confirmed, for you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. What he say here? He gives thanks to God. He appreciates what God had given to him, what God had made him. Are you appreciative? Are you counting your blessing? Are you seeing that God is blessing you and God is moving you forward from step to step, or you are grumbling? Or you are complaining, oh Lord, why like that, and why like that, and why like that, I don't have this and I don't have that. No, that is mean that you are not mature yet. But the message speak here, what you have is what you need, that's enough. You work it out with the Lord, count your blessing, and walk with God in the right way. verse 10. What he asked, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours? He asked God right request, wisdom. Tell you the truth, God knows how much you have money, how much you have resources or people. You know everything, and what you lack is wisdom. You don't need to get more and more and more and more and more and more. What you really need is wisdom in your life. Write a prayer request you need. A few days ago, I wake up early morning and I get my Bible to read, to get my food. And the first I opened the Bible, it was this message. When I read it, I start to see more clearly how much God had blessed me, how much God had given me good things, and I start to praise the Lord. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, really, I don't need to ask more, but I need more wisdom, how to handle people, situation, money, resources, children, certain people, certain situation. I was overflowing in thanksgiving that morning to the Lord. And truly I asked God, Lord, thank you. And I start to really understand what God really wants me to do, to manage better the good things, the very good things that I receive from Him. I don't need to ask Him, Lord, remove this, Lord, take care of that. Even with the enemies, I don't need to think much about them. God can handle them. I need to have wisdom how to avoid bad people, how to handle conflict, how to handle people with a different attitude and character. Verse 11, God said to Solomon, since this is your heart desire. What was the heart desire of Solomon? That he will have wisdom to handle the people of God in the right way. His heart desire not to have wealth or riches or honor or prestige or death of his enemies. No, God had given him much. And how about you? The same God had given you more. To enjoy it, to manage it well, you need the wisdom of the Lord. And that should be your heart desire. Your heart desire and my heart desire should be to have more wisdom of God, to see clearly, to give thanks to God, and to manage and to handle our life in the way that God wanted to be handled, so that we will really enjoy a fruitful and a productive life for His glory. Reflect on the message, think about it, sit with the Lord, and put points what you need to do, and God will give you more insight and wisdom as you pray. Let us pray now and ask the Lord to give us more wisdom so that we will have a better outcome, more fruitful life, and more excitable, wonderful life in His presence. Lord, we want to ask you, thank you for all what you have done. Thank you for all what you have established in our life, what you have given us. Thank you for all the promises that you have achieved and you are going to achieve for us. We give you thanks. Lord, I ask you wisdom to handle all the blessings that you have given me, to handle issues, people with having problems and difficulties, to help them, how to handle the enemies and the misunderstandings. Lord, truly I am looking forward to receive more wisdom from you. Even I pray for my brothers and sisters who listen to the message. Give them more spirit of thanksgiving and more wisdom to see clearly how you had really blessed them, and they will work with you so that they will have a better outcome. Like, oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.